Fantasy Football Today from CBS Sports.
Here we go.
Email us at fantasyfootball@cbsi.com.
Here we go.
Get your lineup set. It's time for Start or Sit.
Let's go.
Now here's some combination of Adam, Dave, Jamie, and Heath.
Perhaps the last time you'll need Start or Sit advice for the AFC home game. Plus, of course, we're playing into Week 17. Welcome to Fantasy Football Today, Thursday, December 20th. Adam Azer, Jamie Eisenberg, Dave Richard, Heath Cummings. We've got eight games to talk about, but no Thursday night game. What are you guys going to do tonight? Celebrate your freedom.
I won't have to sit in front of a camera at 11 o'clock at night. I'm excited.
That's great.
Yeah, I am very, very pleased with the no Thursday night happenings.
I'm going to miss it. I'm the
Me
exact
too.
Opposite. I wish there was football tonight.
Yeah.
I'll miss the game. I just won't miss having to work.
Yeah, that's also nice. I'm going to watch Ray Donovan because this season is off to a wonderful start and I'm way behind. I'm going to catch up on that. Let's do some rankings debates. I just wanted to plug a CBS show. Rankings debates to start it. We got two quarterbacks and a wide receiver. Philip Rivers is on Dave Island this week. Not the pitching coach, Dave Island.
There's an actual person.
Yeah. Philip Rivers is 14th for Jamie, 17th for Heath, and he's 6th for Dave against those mean, nasty Baltimore Ravens. Dave, you love Philip Rivers.
Yep, I think at home in a primetime spot in what amounts to a playoff game for both teams, I think Philip Rivers comes through. It's as simple as that.
Okay. Guys?
My problem is that the two most likely ways that I see this game going are bad for Philip Rivers. I could see Baltimore's offense really, really struggling in Los Angeles against the Chargers and not scoring very many points, and the Chargers just running the ball a bunch because they have a lead and there's no real threat of Lamar Jackson catching them by throwing the ball. I could see Baltimore's offense having success, but the problem with that is when Baltimore's offense has success, they have like 8-minute drives, and the other team's offense doesn't get the ball very much.
Which forces them to throw a little bit more, by the way.
If
and I'll
behind,
take Philip
yes.
Rivers throwing the football.
I like Rivers. I just don't love Rivers. I may have him a spot or two too low, but he's not cracking my top 10. I had a question of Jared Goff or Philip Rivers, and I'm torn on that one just because Goff has been struggling and Rivers has obviously been playing a lot better. But I like Goff's situation a little bit better than I do Rivers.
Okay, yeah, Rivers has had some tough matchups this year, and he's done pretty well in them. This is a really tough one. Baltimore's defense is playing so well right now, and they already allow the fourth fewest fantasy points to the quarterback. So there you have it. Heath 17th, Jamie 14th on Rivers, but it might move him up a little, and Dave has him 6th, so you'll have to choose at home. Tom Brady is also on Dave Island and the pitching coach. Dave, you have Tom Brady 3rd. And Jamie, you have him 8th, and Heath, you have him 13th against Buffalo. So, I guess Dave, you're going with great players, and you know the common theme here with Rivers and Brady, and not necessarily scared of the matchups.
Well, so you're saying today is Goldilocks would love me.
Yes, you're right. Are you just right? I don't know, but you're certainly right in the middle.
Just in the middle.
Yeah.
I'm Malcolm. You call me Malcolm.
Tom Brady's track record off of back-to-back losses is excellent. And I'm counting on the Patriots just destroying Buffalo. They're going to be able to do whatever they want. And Tom Brady's going to have a big game.
You know, you said Baltimore was 4th in fantasy points allowed to quarterbacks. You know one of the defenses better than Baltimore?
I do. The Bills.
It's Buffalo. They're tied with the Chicago Bears for the fewest fantasy points allowed to quarterbacks. And it's not just because teams don't throw against them. They only give up 6.5 yards per attempt, which is a full yard less than league average.
Yeah, they're good.
They're very good.
They've done a great job against Stafford, Darnold. Was it a Tannehill game? Yes, Tannehill. Actually, Tannehill had 21 fantasy points.
Well, I can go through it for you.
Bortles.
Cousins, Rodgers, Brady. They held Cousins, Rodgers, and Brady to 16 or fewer fantasy points. But yeah,
Brady also had 324 yards, and that was in Buffalo.
He did.
Well, that kind of leads to another thing that bothers me about him is they are running the ball in the red zone so much more than they're throwing it.
Malcolm, what do you think? You have Maith.
I think that he's going to play well. I don't know if he's going to be top three good because of what Heath said. I do think that you're going to get a good running performance from the Patriots this week, and that's typically what we see when they get to December. But I also think that Brady coming off two straight losses is going to have a moderately good game. It's just it's kind of like not necessarily putting him eighth in terms of it's who he's compared to. And so, like, I'm trusting him more than the guys that have ranked behind him. The one that I struggle with is Baker Mayfield, just because I think he may have a little bit of a higher ceiling than Brady this week. But otherwise, you know, I like him better than Trubisky. I like him better than Goff. I like him better than Rivers. I just think he's in a little bit of a better spot at home coming off those two losses. And one of those, he played great in Miami.
Well, everybody does have Brady ahead of Rivers. So there's that. And, okay. Brady. So I guess one last stat on this. 8 of the last 10 quarterbacks to face the Bills have thrown fewer than 30 passes. 7 of them have thrown 26 or fewer passes. The two in that 10-game stretch who did not were Tom Brady and Josh McCown. So I think that's probably a bit of the fear that Heath has anyway, is that they're just going to run the ball a lot. Okay, there we go. And Josh Gordon. So Dave and Jamie both have Josh Gordon right around 20th. And Heath, you've got him 35th in non-PPR, 39th in PPR. We talked about this a little bit yesterday. So actually, I'm going to let Dave and Jamie kick it off. Jamie, you're once again in the middle, just barely, on Josh Gordon. You have him as a number two wide receiver.
I just like what what outside receiver has done against Buffalo lately. You saw Robbie Anderson last week, or 2 weeks ago, excuse me, against them. Last week it was Galladay. I think if you get him enough targets, and that's clearly the key for him, but Kenny Stills the week before that, they're still beatable out there. And I don't think, you know, Tre'Davious White is that much of a detractor if they just give Gordon some opportunities, and I think that he'll get enough. And again, it kind of goes to what I was saying about Brady. It's like looking at Gordon in comparison to some of these other guys in that same range, I just like the upside of what he could do at home, leaning toward Brady playing well at home, giving him some opportunities to find the end zone.
I like the upside too, but I hate the results. If you go and you look at his last 5 games, it's non-PPR, 8, 7, 11, 9, and then one last week, which was really disappointing. He usually, obviously, by reading those numbers, you'd tell that he has a decent floor of 7 fantasy points. I'm going to go back to the Patriots just balling out against Buffalo. They need the fire has been lit under them. I am sure of it. And I think Gordon's going to get some chances at scoring this week, and I hope he does.
This is one that makes me nervous, and it highlights, I think, probably process more than anything. There are definitely names that I have ranked ahead of Josh Gordon that I don't like having that name ranked ahead of the name Josh Gordon.
Like who?
A lot of them.
Like, is it one of the Broncos receivers?
I think in PPR I have Deshaun ahead of him for sure.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
But the thing that I come back to is since Gronk's been back, targets in the games, 5, 3, 8, 2.
Yeah.
Three of those numbers are very, very bad for a wide receiver.
I mean, you have Tim Patrick and Robert Foster ahead of him.
Yep.
In non-PPR.
And I think I'm the low guy on Robert Foster.
Would you guys start Dante Pettis and or Robbie Anderson ahead of Josh Gordon?
Yes.
I'll Anderson, start Robbie.
Yes. Anderson, yes. But for Dave and Jamie, not Pettis. But they're close. All right. So we'll get obviously into the Buffalo-New England game and the other 7 AFC home games. I have another diehard debate that has nothing to do with Christmas that I think was fun for the listeners. We'll get into that. Oh, yeah. Jamie, your start of the week is kind of fun this week, kind of gutsy. Who's your start of the week?
Baker Mayfield. I think, first off, good matchup against the Bengals. I know they've played a little bit better of late, but and he's struggled a little bit of late. 3 straight games with only 15 fantasy points, and they haven't allowed a quarterback to get to 20 or more fantasy points in 3 straight games. But the last time these two teams met in Cincinnati, he went for 34, his best game of his season. And I think a lot of it has to do with who's on the other sideline. My guess is he's going to want to stick it to Hugh Jackson one more time. Big conversation again this week about what he said after the game, calling fake, the lack of a handshake, all the stuff that went on there. And Baker said something which I think is kind of true to a young quarterback like him that's kind of still in the college mode. He said, this is a rivalry game, and you know what happens when you have the chance to stick it to your rival. So the Bengals are bad. They're at home. It's his last home game. I think you'll see him have another chance for, I'm going to say 3 touchdowns for Baker, around 250 to 275. He went for 258 and 4 the last time against them. And so I like the setup for Callaway. I like the setup for Njoku. I think Landry will do enough. I just think Baker's going to be a top 10 quarterback this week.
Cool. Baker Mayfield, 10th for Jamie, 14th for Dave, and 8th for Heath. So everybody likes him. I mean, 14th is not really that low. Would you guys start Aaron Rodgers or Baker Mayfield?
I'll take Rodgers.
I'll take Rodgers too, but like Brady, that's another one I struggle with. It's just that I think there could be a higher ceiling for Baker, just given the standpoint of, will Rodgers actually play in the game and will he finish the game?
So Baker is one that I struggle with, because I think it comes down to that third touchdown for me. I think he can get 202. I'm not sure. I asked some friends in Cleveland who are close to the team, hey, you know, is there as much hype about this game as there was the last time when he was with Cincinnati? And I was told, no, it just doesn't seem like it. The rivalry comment is interesting, though. The fact that he said that does pause a little bit, gives me pause a little bit. I like him, but I don't know if he's got that high ceiling. I don't think four touchdowns is going to be there. And I wouldn't bet on three either. Two, though, that'll be there. 202, no interceptions. Nice, clean game for Baker Mayfield.
All right. And actually, Heath is the highest on Mayfield. He has him eighth. So you can go to Baker Mayfield this week if you own, what, like Cousins or Mayfield?
Mayfield.
Oh, Mayfield.
Okay.
Easy.
And then I know Dave's answer is Rivers, but for Jamie and Heath, Rivers or Mayfield?
Mayfield.
Mayfield.
Okay. All right. So that's your start of the week. And here is an awesome deal that everybody needs to know about. Omaha Steaks. I hope my father-in-law is not listening right now, because we just got him the Omaha Steaks package that I've been telling you all about for the last few weeks. We just got it for him for Christmas, and he's going to love it, and I'm going to go over there and eat some of it for sure. Last year was Omaha Steaks' 100th anniversary. They are America's original butcher since 1917. The food is incredible. I love the steaks, but my favorites are actually the sausages, the hot dogs. Those are amazing, but all the food is great. And listen to this deal. What you're going to do is go to omahasteaks.com and type in the search bar, type in FFT. Type FFT in the search bar. It's not a URL or anything. You got to go to the search bar. And when you do that, you are going to get 74% off an amazing package of food. It's usually $195. We're giving it to you for $49.99. And here's what you're getting: 4 hand-cut top sirloin steaks, 2 premium pork chops, 4 chicken fried steaks, so good, 4 Omaha Steaks burgers, 4 kielbasa sausages, all beef meatballs, 4 potatoes au gratin, 4 caramel apple tartlets are incredible, and 4 more burgers for free. All of that for $49.99. You go to omahasteaks.com, you go to the search bar, you type in FFT. Omaha Steaks is a 5th generation family-owned company with over 100 years of experience delivering perfectly aged beef hand-cut by master butchers in Omaha. And you are going to love it. OmahaSteaks.com. Type in FFT and get that package for $49.99. Email of the day comes from Garrett at fantasyfootball@cbsi.com. Garrett says, I am 8 years old and I'm playing against Heath this week in the championship game of my dad's 20-plus year league. This is the same league Heath won his semifinal game with only 72 points. Would you start Patrick Mahomes versus Seattle or Russell Wilson against the Chiefs? Note, I've already beat Heath head-to-head twice this season.
That's funny.
So he's running the team himself?
Well, Heath sent a follow-up email.
I just replied to him. I think it's nice to reply to our listeners when they send us messages.
It is. Congratulations on your finals appearance, Garrett. Make sure you thank your dad for creating a new rule to gift you Devontae Adams. You should definitely start Mahomes. P.S. to an 8-year-old, he says. Please don't cry when I beat you. I might feel bad.
Garrett, I won't actually feel bad. I hope your dad takes a video of you crying after I beat you so that I can watch it and laugh. It will make my Christmas.
Oh, this is tremendous, Heath. This is tremendous. So you're facing an 8-year-old.
So he's running the team or his dad is?
I can't answer that question.
Sounds like he's running the team, but the dad is hooking him up.
Do you want to hear Garrett's team? Because I've got it pulled up right here. I'm an 11-point underdog.
Yeah,
he has Patrick Mahomes, Ezekiel Elliott, Christian McCaffrey, T.Y. Hilton, Devontae Adams, Vance McDonald, Peyton Barber.
And you're only in an 8-point underdog or 11-point, whatever it was. That's a really good team.
Yeah, he has a very good team. He's beat me twice by a combined 75 points this year.
Wow.
I like his chances.
But this is the only one that matters, Garrett, and you're going down.
All right.
So, make sure your dad doesn't have his camera out when you start crying.
And Garrett, if you beat Heath right before Christmas, you have to get him a broom for Christmas. Like, you have to. That would be
wonderful.
Are we going to have a camera on you, Heath, if you end up losing to an 8-year-old for the third time?
I'm not going to.
Can we have Garrett on if he beats Heath?
Actually, that would be kind of funny, except Heath won't be on because Heath is riding off into the
Midwestern sunset.
We don't need Heath.
I want to talk to a champion.
All right, guys, let's do the injuries, news, and notes. Cam Newton being shut down. Taylor Heinicke is going to start for Carolina. Your thoughts against Atlanta?
I do think...
feel bad for having to use a microphone next.
Look at what the Panthers have done the last 2 weeks offensively. I don't know that Taylor Heinicke is going to be any less accurate than Cam Newton has been the last 2 weeks with half of a shoulder.
I think they'll run a very simple West Coast plan.
He is a very athletic quarterback.
Yes.
He can do a lot of the running stuff that Cam has done, maybe even a little more of it because they didn't want to run Cam the last couple of weeks. Christian McCaffrey is the only Panther that you're starting.
Yep.
Yeah. And how good is the Falcons DST?
Good.
I need to move them up.
Top 12.
Okay. Yeah.
What a gift. DST's good. They were good last week.
They were really good last week, yeah.
And roll them. I think they were number one.
They were, I'm pretty sure. Pick six. I don't know what the Saints did. I think they were number one going into Monday night.
I think I like the Falcons better than the Patriots.
Okay. Let's see. Aaron Rodgers is going to play. Brian Bulaga, his right tackle, could play this week. And Green Bay nose tackle Kenny Clark is on IR, so that does certainly help Eli McGuire.
That is great for Elijah McGuire.
I think this is probably like a blow-up Aaron Rodgers game. And I'm going to regret saying this and ranking Aaron Rodgers third like I have him right now. But the Jets are absolutely terrible against quarterbacks. Rodgers, yes, the Packers are folding up. They're disappearing. Their defense is probably going to play bad, and the Jets are going to score points. We like McGuire and Robbie Anderson. I think this is probably one of those 303 games from Aaron Rodgers.
It should be.
I'd believe it if I had seen it from him.
Yeah.
And that's the problem, is that he's just not on the same page with anybody not named Devontae Adams. And I guess Randall Cobb, too, but Cobb's banged up right now.
Good thing I'm playing Devontae Adams this week against Nate.
What else we got? Spencer Ware was limited in practice, and Lamar Miller was limited in practice. Those are good signs. We hopefully will know more tomorrow. We're also going to do a mailbag show that hopefully we'll know more by the time you hear that. But right now, are you ranking Spencer Ware or Lamar Miller?
Miller, yes. Ware, no.
Okay. Odell Beckham did not practice. Do you think he plays at this point?
Nope.
Nope.
James Conner missed practice. He's unlikely to play. So Jalen Samuels, again, relevant. And Samuels at tight end is where?
Top five.
I'll get you exactly. Because I've got him top 12 at running back now.
Ooh.
Wow.
And at tight end,
I'd start him ahead of Gronk.
I'd start him over everyone but Kelsey.
Woo.
Okay. What else? Todd Gurley expected to play. Marcus Mariota practiced in full. Kenny Golladay was limited with a chest injury, but he should be fine. But unfortunately, he's getting Xavier Rhodes'd. T.Y. Hilton missed practice, but he always misses practice. Miami cornerback Xavien Howard was limited in practice. That's great news if you're starting the Dolphins DST against Jacksonville.
Bad news if you're starting Cody Kessler.
Leonard Fournette practiced in full, so we're going to preview that game. But in case anybody tunes out before that, that'll be later in the show. How good of a start is Leonard Fournette this week? And would you start him over Jalen Samuels?
No and no.
Leonard Fournette was very strange last week. He was returning kicks. He had one carry in the second half, and it was a nice run, and then he was out of there, and he was kind of gimpy when he was walking off the field. His offensive line is dreadful. I don't know how much work he's going to get. He is such a mystery.
We have major breaking news.
Oh no.
No, what happened?
Josh Gordon is stepping away from football again.
What?
According to him, he released a statement. I take my mental health very seriously at this point to ensure I remain able to perform at the highest level. I've recently felt like I could have a better grasp on things mentally. With that said, I will be stepping away from the football field for a bit to focus on my mental health. I would like to thank Coach Belichick, Mr. Kraft, as well as countless others within the Patriots organization for their continued support. I want to thank my fans for their support as well as I continue down the path getting back to 100%.
Tom Pelissero says he is facing another indefinite suspension for violating terms of his reinstatement under the substance abuse policy.
Man. Well, that's terrible.
That's awful.
Yeah.
Well, I think we do have to give a fantasy reaction to it. We can wait until we get to that game. But
I mean, might as well just talk about it now.
All right. Yeah.
It's kind of obvious.
Well,
isn't it?
For Brady, what does it mean for Brady? We just debated him.
Not much, unfortunately.
You're not going to downgrade him?
Maybe a spot or two, but you've seen the numbers. It's not like he's been that big of a difference maker. He's a threat that threatens the defense, but the numbers haven't exactly put Brady one way or the other. I mean, you saw a big play from Chris Hogan last week. You know, he'll have an opportunity. Maybe helps Gronk a little bit.
He's losing a really good player. I mean, he's losing a very good player. He's losing their.
He is, but
it's
not like
the very good player was helping him out and making him a better player.
He was helping him out.
70 yards?
I don't think against Buffalo, it's, oh my God, he loses. It's not like Phillip Rivers not having Keenan Allen or one of, you know, I'd be more concerned about Brady if he lost Edelman at this point.
I will probably drop him from, he was 13. I wasn't really excited about starting him. I'll probably drop him behind Rivers to 17.
Okay, that's a pretty big drop for you. That's four spots.
Well, it's four spots. Yeah. I mean, it's not at quarterback. That's like 1 point.
Right. Okay. Guess if you have any questions about starting Edelman, you know, those are gone. He's been a stud anyway. If it were an easier matchup, maybe we could say like Cordell Patterson had sleeper appeal, but can't really.
It is a revenge game for Chris Hogan.
Yeah.
It's like seventh now, but.
All right. Well, sorry to hear it. But thanks for letting us know on the show so we can get that in there. And well, the rankings debates that you heard earlier today, maybe not so relevant. Okay. Joe Mixon has a wrist issue, but should be fine. Chris Ivory and LeSean McCoy were limited in practice. And again, we'll preview that game, but it looks like those two guys might play. Tyler Boyd missed practice, and he's probably not going to play. Bears safety Eddie Jackson missed practice, and I can't imagine he's going to play at San Francisco. I don't think that's going to make you love Nick Mullins, but it's not a bad thing. Eddie Jackson's really good. Saints wide receiver Ted Ginn could come off IR, but probably not this week, right?
Doesn't sound like it.
And Cleveland cornerback Denzel Ward practiced in full. And what Heath and I talked about the Browns DST yesterday, and I was kind of low on them, I guess, but this would really help for sure. Just a couple things to promote real quick. We still have our FanDuel contest, FanDuel.com/FFT. Please sign up. It's only $5. FanDuel.com/FFT. Extremely fun. Dave Richard cashes every single week. He is killing it. Sign up FanDuel.com/FFT. And yesterday I was just on CBSSports.com doing my research for the games. And there was a little notification on the top right of my browser from Honey, which is a sponsor of ours. And I clicked on it, and it gave me all these coupon codes for the CBS store. So then I went to the CBS store, and I bought 3 hats with my coupon code. And I saved like $15. So go to joinhoney.com/FFT. It's just like a little plugin for your browser that finds coupons for you. Joinhoney.com/FFT. It's free. It saves you money. It's the coolest thing. And in that one promo there, I was able to promote CBSSports.com, the CBS Sports shop, and one of our sponsors. Yeah. Now, yesterday, before we get into the games, I was on the phone with my boss, Eric, who is a very smart guy, but is dumb enough to think Die Hard is a Christmas movie, but whatever. We had a new debate. Is John McClane the best action hero of all time? Is there anyone that's even in his class as a character?
I mean, James Bond?
Well, that's interesting because there have been
Jason Bourne,
four or five different Bonds, right? Yeah,
Bourne.
We thought about that, but the movies are so good. Like I don't know. Like they're almost like too good to be. If that makes sense, like they're not just like cheap action thrills. But no, Bourne's a good one.
Rambo
is another good one, but I'd still take McClane as number one.
I did love John McClane. Die Hard was a very influential movie for me growing up.
But all of them, like not all of them are good, but so many of them are good.
Okay, I've got the top 10 per IMDb real quick, and you can just say yes or no better than McClane.
Okay, but the last thing is that we were like one of the guys we mentioned was Liam Neeson in Taken. but we couldn't remember his character's name, which I think eliminates him from
sure.
contention. Brian Mills.
Arnold Schwarzenegger for Terminator and Predator.
No, that doesn't count. That's different movies. No, and he's a
right.
bad
it's
guy.
It's not best actor. It's best
character.
I thought you said best action hero.
Right.
Yeah,
so
yeah, like
we're
the
talking
character.
About a character.
Okay, so just his character.
Yeah, and the thing with Terminator is like he's bad in the first one and good in the second.
Rocky or Rambo, either one?
Rocky. No, Rambo would be... Rocky's not an action movie.
Oh my gosh.
It's not.
It's almost, Rocky no an action Rocky. Movie.
No.
No, by definition of this, I agree with Adam.
Thank
yeah.
you.
Rocky's a sports character.
Well, IMDb does have Rocky and not Rambo as number two amongst the best action heroes.
That's stupid.
Number three is Jean-Claude Van Damme for Double Impact.
No.
So, yeah, the problem is I think we're looking for like guys who have been in like a series of movies, but that's fine. Jean-Claude Van Damme.
I'm open to considering a character from one movie.
Okay, me too.
Clint Eastwood, pick your movie.
Yeah, okay. I haven't really. I'm not really too familiar with the old Clint.
Jackie Chan.
Hmm. Yeah, I mean, you can't compare like Jackie Chan in Rush Hour to John McClane. John McClane's the man.
Nicolas Cage in Face Off.
LOL.
What? All right, so this list is disqualified.
Yeah, this is stupid. John Wick is another one that'll get some votes, but he's no John McClane.
Chuck Norris.
These are just action stars. These are not answers.
Keanu Reeves, The Matrix series.
It's a good one, but not same.
John Wick is a bigger badass than Neo.
Wesley Snipes and Blade.
Different kind of badass.
I've never seen The Matrix, so I can't really.
Wesley Snipes and Blade's a good one.
Yeah, that's a very good one.
That is a good one. All right, well, I'm interested to hear if anybody thinks anyone's better than John McClane, because to me, he's the undisputed champion of action stars. Thank you. Good debate. Also, one of my friends thinks that The Sandlot is a 4th of July movie, which is absolutely ridiculous. Washington to Tennessee. What else is ridiculous? Why did I start with this game? So we can probably knock it out quickly. Washington at Tennessee, your stat of the game? The Redskins have allowed only 8 rushing touchdowns to running backs this season, and Derrick Henry has 7 rushing touchdowns in his last 3 games. So he's by far the most interesting player in this game. How much do you like Derrick Henry this week?
Love him.
Top 10 in non-PPR, just outside top 12 in PPR.
And Washington's allowed almost 5.5 yards per carry in their last 4. It is perfect. Perfecto.
Okay.
For Derrick Henry.
Any waiver wire guys from like the last 3 weeks? Jalen Samuels, Damian Williams, if Spencer Ware doesn't play, Spencer Ware does play. Elijah McGuire, Jamal Williams.
I think the first 2 you named in PPR are on the table for sure.
I would start Jalen Samuels over him. I would start Damian Williams over him in PPR if Spencer Ware was out.
I'm not sure if there's a running back with a higher ceiling than Derrick Henry this week. And you can pick your format. He could go bonkers.
Yeah. But
against this terrible defense and terrible offense. Washington's offense is awful.
I don't think their defense is terrible.
They're going to be.
This is the toughest defense in the last 3 games that he's faced.
Yeah, but what did he have, 30 carries last week? How many carries did Derrick Henry have last week? 33 carries.
He's got 50 carries in the last 2 games.
That's what they're going to do. I mean, they're going to run. Why would you start?
This might be a game where there's like 45 total plays run. Because Adrian Peterson's going to run it 19 times for 50 yards. And they're just going to let the clock.
I'll take the under on the 50.
He had 19 for 51 last week at Jacksonville, so that was a pretty good projection. that brings us to Peterson. We're sitting Peterson, right?
Yes.
There's not one player for Washington I would play.
Okay. I did want to give Josh Johnson a little bit of love. He has 45 and 49 rushing yards in his last 2 games. But, yeah. So
that's
great.
Enough.
Great. is there any...
There is a report that Colt McCoy could play week 17, so...
Is there any
Save
Titan...
the Redskins season?
Yay. And they're still alive.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is there any Titan that you would start other than Derrick Henry?
No.
The DST.
Yes.
Love their DST.
And Ryan Succop as well.
Okay. No Firkser, no Corey Davis.
No.
All right, I think we're done with that game.
I Firkser hate him.
Cincinnati's at Cleveland. Your stat of the game. 8 tight ends have caught a touchdown against the Bengals, and all of them had 5 or fewer targets. I like that stat.
Good chance of David Njoku having 5 or fewer targets.
He had 5 targets when he played in the first time.
And he caught a touchdown, right? He had a good
yep.
game.
Yep.
But he jumped from the 7-yard line and got thrown into the end zone.
Crowd surfed.
By the way, Nick Kostos has David Njoku ahead of Zach Ertz in his 2019 tight end rankings that we didn't get to yesterday, Heath. Oh boy, I wish I could have gotten to that. It's crazy.
Yeah, good old Nicky.
Nick was great on the show yesterday, but unfortunately,
I don't doubt it.
We didn't get to that.
That's a little nuts.
The worst performance in Fantasy Jeopardy we've ever had on the show.
I don't know. They're all pretty bad.
He literally did not get one question right and was given 2,000 points by you because he said he was going to answer someone.
That's true, but I believed him. Honor system. all right. Anyway, great fantasy game here, Cincinnati and Cleveland.
For Cleveland, maybe
one sided.
For Nick Chubb.
Yeah, but Mixon's going to be what?
Top 15.
There are a few big name running backs that have some tough spots this week because of a lack of talent around them. Mixon is one of them. McCaffrey, we talked about, is one of them. Saquon Barkley is one of them. And I think you just have to start those guys just based on what their upside should be if they have things working in their favor with a lot of touches.
Yeah, it is a tough spot because when they lose, and we expect the Bengals to lose, he usually gets like 12, 13 carries. And he's involved in the passing game, which is nice. But
he's also the AFC leader in rushing yards right now.
Is he? Wow. And this is not a tough matchup. I mean, they have... Cleveland's been really good against the run the last two games, but for the season, they haven't been. However, like I said, you know, the carries may not be there. So would you start Mixon or Derrick Henry?
Henry and not PPR.
And you start Mixon and PPR?
Yep.
Yeah,
I'll take Henry no matter what.
All right, so that's the only Bengal that we're looking at here. Although, without Tyler Boyd, assuming he doesn't play, there's opportunity for other guys. Are there any sleepers here? Ross, even Uzama?
Well, John Ross missed practice on Wednesday, so you got to keep an eye on that.
Yeah. Listen, CJ Uzama has been absolutely awful, dreadful in every single way. But if there's no Tyler Boyd, he's probably going to get 5 or 6 targets in this game. I don't think Cleveland's great against tight ends. I think you could do worse than CJ Uzama.
Yeah. Maybe like 4 for 40 or something, which wouldn't kill you.
Could be top 12 in PPR.
Yeah. Okay. And then Baker Mayfield, we already talked about. He is the start of the week. And I did this yesterday, but right, I have 10th for Jamie, 14th for Dave, and 8th for Heath. I don't think that's changed. I think that's where we're at. Okay, Nick Chubb. Like him, love him, gotta have him.
I want to rank him number one, but
gotta
I can't
have him. Yes, you can also make a case for him that to have the highest upside of any running back this week.
Would you start him over, not that you probably have to make this decision, but would you start Nick Chubb over Saquon Barkley?
Yes.
I'm not there yet.
Just for fun. But yeah, he's amazing.
Over McCaffrey too.
I would start him over those guys in non-PPR for sure. I'm not sure I would in PPR.
Okay, how about the Cleveland wide receivers? What are we doing here?
Landry and Callaway are number three guys.
Number threes.
So how does that work with you, Jamie? Because you got him as your start of the week, Baker Mayfield. You know somebody's going to have to produce.
Yeah, it's the Trubisky factor. Same thing. You know, it's going to be like Callaway scored 2 of the last 4, but I can't tell you he's a must-start receiver. Landry has performed well in 2 of his last 3. I can't tell you he's a must-start receiver. It's just you don't necessarily have to start the receiving core for the quarterback to play well, but don't be surprised that if these receivers do play well. It's just a matter of it's the guessing game.
I mean, Baker's best stretch of the season was when Landry was terrible.
Right, and Perryman's made some plays for him. I think Njoku's a starting tight end for me, but that's just the nature of the position.
Right.
I can tell you that the Cincinnati defense has 3 very good cornerbacks. They've been playing well lately. It's Jackson, Kirkpatrick, and
Denard.
I say Denard every time, and I don't know. But the rest of that defense is in brutal shape. So they're going to look for matchups against the linebackers and safeties. And I would say that puts pretty much anybody that's not a consistent outside receiver in play as someone who could help Baker out.
And again, Callaway did score against them 3 weeks ago. So
yeah, on a great route.
And Perryman's been, you know, a guy they take a couple shots with each week. Plus, he had the red zone touchdown 2 weeks ago.
When we previewed the Raiders-Bengals game last week, we were talking about Jordy Nelson. I had mentioned that most wide receivers who get 7 to 11 targets, and I picked that because that was Jordy Nelson's target range, do very well against the Bengals. 13 of 18 now after Nelson, who had 6 for 88 last week. 13 of 18 wide receivers with 7 to 11 targets against the Bengals score 13 or more fantasy points in PPR, which is usually like number two receiver territory. Three of the five who didn't were Ravens. However, like most of the Browns wide receivers don't get 7 to 11 targets. So I went through every wide receiver who had 4 to 6 targets against the Bengals. It's not even worth it. It was useless research, I think. But most of them didn't do well, but that's the case with most guys who get 4 to 6 targets. So, yeah, like we said, we're not in love with any of these guys. Would you start any Bills wide receivers over Jarvis Landry?
Yeah, Foster.
I don't think I have any of them ranked higher than him. They're all in the same range.
Okay. And Njoku is top 10. Obviously, Jalen Samuels will start over him. Would you start Chris Herndon or David Njoku?
Njoku.
Njoku.
Njoku in non-PPR, Herndon in PPR.
Evan Ingram or David Njoku? Assuming Beckham's out. Ingram.
Yep, as long as Beckham's out, it's Ingram.
Ingram.
Cleveland DST is top 6. So, yeah, my argument was just like the Browns have been very conservative, not throwing a lot of interceptions.
The Bengals.
The Bengals, yeah. Is that what I said?
You said the Browns have been conservative.
I said that? Might be. The Bengals. But, yeah, forget it. Start the Browns DST, especially if they have Denzel Ward, which looks like they will. And start using Stamps.com. It's holiday season. You got a lot of things to buy and a lot of things to ship. And Stamps.com knows the holidays are the busiest time of the year, especially at the post office. If you use Stamps.com, it saves you so much time during the hectic holiday season. And I've used Stamps.com. It's a really tremendous service. It brings all the services of the U.S. Post Office right to your desktop. So you can buy and print official U.S. postage for any letter, any package, any class of mail using your own computer and printer. And then the mail carrier picks it up. So this is great if you have a small business. This is great if you work at home. You don't have to go to the post office. You don't have to leave the house. Just go to the mailbox, and the mail carrier is going to do all of that for you. And you can print postage any day, anytime. It's always open. It's 24/7. It saves you time, and it saves you money. And you'll print the right amount of postage every time, so you won't have to overpay. And with Stamps.com, you get discounts on postage that you can't even get at the post office. So this is a no-brainer, everybody. And how about this amazing offer from Stamps.com? Get a 4-week trial plus postage and a digital scale without long-term commitments. All at Stamps.com. If you go to the homepage, you click on the microphone, and you type in FFT. Again, it's a 4-week trial, postage, and a digital scale. No long-term commitments. Go to Stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in FFT on Stamps.com. Our third game today is Baltimore at the Chargers.
This is a game.
Yeah. Do you guys think the Ravens have a chance to win? I don't know why. I think they have like no chance.
I think they have a chance for sure.
A chance? Yes.
Yeah, slim chance.
Is the chance like 20%? Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I think it's higher than that.
21%?
43%.
Yeah, it's a
if
tough spot.
If it was
spot.
21%, you're looking at a plus 400 line. I'd bet that money line all day long.
Yeah, well, I probably would too. in three games without Denzel Perryman and Corey Leggett, the Chargers have allowed just 4.2 yards per carry to running backs. Not bad. However, a running back has scored 19 or more fantasy points in non-PPR, 22 or more in PPR in all three games. Five running backs have scored a touchdown against the Chargers in those three games. So, how do we feel about a guy who has 16 carries or more every game but never catches a pass? Never. It's Gus Edwards.
I don't hate him. I think he's a good number two running back this week.
I like him in non-PPR. I'm flex in PPR.
Yeah, he's a number two for me in non-PPR. He's a low-end flex in PPR.
You go back to the Kansas City game, and that's, I think, kind of what you should expect.
Edwards or Joe Mixon?
Mixon.
That's not close.
What do you mean it's not close? I mean, just said that Mixon is a tough spot.
I'd still go with
Mixon. So does Edwards.
No, he doesn't.
Didn't
you hear the stat of the game?
The tough spot for Edwards last week, first three quarters, he had like 45 yards rushing.
And he's got two touchdowns on the season.
He was awesome in the fourth quarter putting that game away.
Been a starter for five games.
But
okay, so two in five games.
He's got three 100-yard games. No, look, I would. Easy.
I think you get 6 to 8 points if he doesn't score.
There's no way I would start him over Mixon. I was just asking.
No, I know what you're doing.
Yeah. You are correct, sir. All right, Lamar Jackson, we're saying no to.
Yes. Mayfield, Darnold ahead of him.
I would rather start him than Kirk Cousins.
Fair. Yes.
I would rather start him than Phillip Rivers.
Not fair. No.
That is it.
Why over Cousins?
Sorry, who over Rivers?
Lamar.
Really?
I've got Lamar a spot ahead of Dak. And two spots I've got ahead it behind of Jameis.
Yeah, I don't trust Lamar Jackson this week.
Why would you start? We'll get into Stafford tomorrow. Kenneth Dixon, no, can't do it, right? Not enough touches.
No.
All right, so how about nobody in the Ravens passing game, so let's go to the Chargers. We already talked about Phillip Rivers at the top of the show. Dave's got him 6th, Jamie 14th, but might move him up a bit, and Heath has him 17th, but might move him to 16th with Tom Brady falling behind Phillip Rivers with the Josh Gordon news. So if you want your Rivers discussion, it's at the top of the show. Melvin Gordon. Heath and I talked about Melvin Gordon yesterday, and just a little bit of caution because of the situation and the matchup. But Dave and Jamie, where are you on Melvin Gordon?
If he plays, you start him.
Agreed. Top 12 running back, easy.
Top 12, but not the typical like top 3.
No, the top 3.
Yeah, he's going to be around 8.
And if Eckler's out as expected, better in PPR.
What do you do with the Chargers wide receivers?
I'm rolling with Keenan Allen if he plays.
Yeah, I'm going to drop him a couple spots. But he's a top 15 receiver.
Start Keenan Allen. Don't start anybody else if he plays. Start both of the others if he doesn't play.
Well, that's the thing. Because we saw great numbers from the others last week. I mean, Mike Williams had 3 touchdowns, 1 rushing. But he and Tyrell Williams had basically the same amount of catches and yards. And Tyrell had 3 more targets. Mike Williams is 84% owned. Tyrell Williams is 69% owned. This, though, is a much different beast than the Kansas City Chiefs. The Ravens have held A.J. Green, Emmanuel Sanders, Antonio Brown twice, Juju Smith-Schuster once, Jarvis Landry, Michael Thomas, Julio Jones, all of them to fewer than 70 yards. Now, that doesn't mean every wide receiver's been bad against them. But whereas you trust Keenan Allen in a tough matchup, do you trust Mike Williams and Tyrell Williams in a tough matchup?
They're not going to get the same type of targets if Keenan Allen's playing.
No. I'm saying if Keenan Allen's out. I know if Keenan Allen's in, you sit them. But if Keenan Allen's out, I almost wonder if it's a trap. You know, oh, Keenan Allen's out, got to go with Mike Williams. But this is a much tougher deal than last week.
I think that's fair. It wouldn't be a must top 20 guy, but I think they'd both be in a top 30.
And I would have a hard time deciphering which Ravens corner would go against which Chargers receiver. Because I think you'd end up seeing the Chargers kind of mix and match and take shots at Jimmy Smith is the weak link, and that's saying something because Jimmy Smith is typically a good cornerback, but he's the weak link in the secondary. And so I would imagine in the red zone, the Chargers would try and get Michael Williams on him, and when they're not in the red zone, it would be Tyrell Williams on him. It's a mess. You're hoping that they get the same type of target volume with Keenan Allen is out that they got last week.
And I'm sorry to revisit this now. I should have asked this earlier, but if Keenan Allen doesn't play, does that sink Phillip Rivers?
Yeah, that hurts, Philip.
Yeah, I can't imagine being too confident in Rivers without Keenan
Allen.
Well,
I mean,
the
report is going to play, though.
Right. Okay. So we expect him to play. So I probably just wasted my time. That's it, right? No Gates? Oh, the DSTs are really interesting. Which one do you like better? Would you try to get away from them for a streamer this week?
I would try and get away from them for a streamer.
Absolutely.
I would much rather start the Browns or Titans than them.
How about the Dolphins?
Dolphins, Falcons.
I've got the Dolphins right behind them.
Heath's a little bit lower on the Dolphins. Yeah, they're both the Chargers and the Ravens are within the 10 to 15 range for everybody.
Right, but you don't need to hold on to them. Yeah. This is championship week.
Right, you can
do
better.
Play the matchup, go with the much better matchups, and get away from these other tight ends that could give up a lot of – or DSTs, rather, that could give up a lot of points.
All right, Buffalo's at New England. I don't think I gave this stat of the game. Stat of the game. There have been 5 running backs with 14 or more carries against the Bills. 14 or more carries. 3 of them actually had 60 or fewer rushing yards. But 4 of those 5 scored at least 1 touchdown. 3 of them scored multiple touchdowns. 4 of the 5 scored 14 or more fantasy points in non-PPR and 16 or more in PPR. Now, we've already talked about Tom Brady, so let's talk about the running backs for the New England Patriots. And the theme there, you get 14 or more carries, you usually do pretty well against the Bills. You usually score. They give up a lot of rushing touchdowns. So, how do we feel about Sony Michel this week, guys?
I kind of like him.
He's at number two.
Yeah, I think that this is, I think the second half of this game could be all his.
Boy, Patriots are going to score 50 points this week.
I don't know about 50, but 30?
Yeah, I mean, they won 25-6 in week 8.
They could have a big, big game.
Oh, bless
and
you.
And that would help Sony.
Heath, you all right over there?
Yeah, I'm fine.
All right. You better get your strength for this weekend.
Going back to Josh Gordon.
Yeah.
Apparently, the Patriots, according to the NFL Network, knew this was coming. And that could be for his lack of playing time. I guess he has been losing some snaps to Patterson in recent weeks.
That's true.
So they've been planning for this, I guess. Interesting note, though. Would you have taken this as the Patriots, giving up a fifth rounder, getting a seventh rounder back to get 40 catches, 720 yards, and 3 touchdowns over 11 games?
A seventh rounder?
You're getting a seventh rounder back, giving up a fifth rounder.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Actually, he was losing playing time until last week. He played almost every snap last week.
Yeah, absolutely. That's worth a fifth round pick.
I agree.
At the end of the day, they would have won the division without him, but, you know.
They haven't won it yet.
In case you were wondering, Chris Hogan played 62% of the snaps last week. Cordarrelle Patterson, 8% of the snaps. And Cordarrelle has one game in his last, call it 10, with more than a third of the snaps.
Would you start Sony Michel or Gus Edwards this week, guys?
I have Gus higher.
Michel.
How do you rank some of the flexes? Like, Edelman appears to be, other than the quarterbacks, right? Like, we'll get into Josh Allen, but we've talked about Brady. Edelman's a must start. But then we got a whole bunch of, like, flexy guys. Michel, White, the Bills running backs, I'm assuming we're avoiding, but gosh, the Patriots have a terrible run defense. The Bills wide receivers are interesting. You know, what do you make of this game?
I think it's going to be an ass whooping.
So what does that mean for fantasy? Like, what do you make of the fantasy assets?
I could see Josh Allen making plays in this game.
I think I could see him making plays for the Patriots in this game. Like,
you loved him though, Tuesday.
Yeah, I moved him down. I'm worried about those turnovers. I'm worried about the completion rate remaining right around 50%. And I think the Patriots are going to have an answer for him when he tries to run the ball. I think this is an absolute butt kick.
But let's focus on James White, Sony Michel, Robert Foster.
Michelle's first. I assume we're in PPR.
White's right behind him in PPR, though.
Yeah,
he might even be ahead.
Are you starting James White this week, or are you looking at other
options? Yeah, he's in that number two running back.
In PPR, yes. In non-PPR, I try to get away from
him. Yeah, you'd have to think that the Gordon news would only help him.
Yes, it might actually help him the most of any Patriots player not named Edelman.
I disagree. I think Patterson Hogan get the biggest boost.
I think Chris Hogan is now a number, like, he's not that far from where I had Gordon.
Would you start Doug Baldwin or James White?
Baldwin. Don't care the format.
White and PPR.
I'm going to go with White.
How about Kenny Golladay in a tough matchup or James White?
I'm going to go Golladay.
I'm going to go Golladay too, James but White. I don't love it.
Are you interested in LeSean McCoy or Chris Ivory?
No.
Are either of them playing?
Are you interested?
I'm going to guess one of them plays because they have not added a running back to the roster.
So are you interested in a starting running back for the Bills?
Not if there's more than one of them playing.
They could have 7 guys playing.
I don't want any piece.
And all right, yeah, Josh Allen, just not feeling it. He doesn't really need to pass to be effective in fantasy. Like, Josh Allen has been a lot better than Lamar Jackson. That needs to be noted.
He has okay. And this is my point of contention.
In fantasy, he's been better.
And I should just abstain from all Josh Allen conversations, apparently. But I just don't buy it.
Oh, I'm just saying, he has been a lot better in fantasy.
He has scored a lot more fantasy points than Lamar Jackson, I agree.
Yeah, yeah.
I wasn't disputing that. That's a fact.
So why are we avoiding him? I'm with Jamie, you're the highest. You have him 16th.
I think he's an okay streaming option. I'm not running away from him by any stretch. I don't think this Patriots defense is good at all. And so I think you'll still continue to get a decent floor with his rushing, and then it's just a matter of what he does throwing the ball and how many turnovers he has. That's the key. If he gets completely turnover happy, then he's going to be miserable. But I wouldn't be surprised if he gives you right around 200 passing yards, 50, 60 rushing yards, and probably multiple touchdowns.
Okay. All right. And then Robert Foster, I mentioned on the Tuesday show, the Patriots have given up, 8 40-yard passes in their last 9 games or something like that. And what do you think about Robert Foster? Do you trust him?
He's a high upside flex.
Boom bust flex. If he scores 15 fantasy points, I won't be that surprised. If he scores 2, I won't be surprised at all.
Foster or Cordarrelle Patterson or Chris Hogan?
Foster ahead of them.
I'll take Hogan ahead of Foster.
I'll take Foster ahead of him.
Start or sit Gronkowski against the team that allows the third fewest fantasy points to tight ends?
Start.
Start.
Unless you have Jalen Samuels.
Patriots DST, how do you feel about him?
I like him. Top 12.
Top 12 of behind the streamers. I like the Dolphins better, the Browns better, the Falcons better.
Denver at Oakland. Denver at Oakland. Stat of the game, number 1. In their last 8 games, the Raiders have allowed 11 touchdowns to wide receivers, but only 2 of those wide receivers have more than 60 receiving yards against Oakland. That includes T.Y. Hilton, Keenan Allen, Antonio Brown, Tyreek Hill, and an injured Tyler Boyd. None of those guys had more than 60 receiving yards. So that's kind of the thing with Oakland. Teams don't really throw that much, but they do get receiving touchdowns. Do you have any interest in a Denver wide receiver?
Deshaun Hamilton in PPR.
Yep, I'll start Deshaun in PPR. In non-PPR, I think Patrick's actually my favorite, but nobody's bet in the top 30.
Deshaun Hamilton or James White?
White.
I'll take Hamilton in PPR. Nah, screw that. I'm taking White either way.
Okay. And then stat of the game number 2, Derek Carr has not thrown an interception in 9 games, but Denver has 7 interceptions in their last 5 games. But Oakland allows the third most sacks in the NFL, to make you feel even better about the Denver DST this week.
I like them a lot. That Oakland offensive line's in terrible shape. They are going to get to Derek Carr. I would imagine the interception stat of the week will change. He will throw a pick.
Low-end starter for me.
What, Denver?
The Broncos defense, yeah. I'd rather, again, the streaming options over them.
So is Philip Lindsay the only great start in this game? Oh, sorry, yes. Jared Cook?
Yep.
Okay, I always forget about Jared Cook. What about
I'm
Jordy?
Starting Jordy
what about
over
Jordy?
The Broncos receivers.
Yeah, Jordy is in the mix this week.
Yes, great start.
Especially in PPR.
Great start, no. Good start, yes.
7 or more targets in 3 straight games for Nelson. And if you look at the last 2 games without Chris Harris, Dante Pettis had 7 targets, 49 yards and a touchdown. Antonio Callaway had 7 targets, 35 yards and a touchdown. Brashad Perryman also had Brett Perryman. That's a throwback. He had 2 targets. He caught a touchdown. Jarvis Landry, of course, was crap. So, all right. Nelson, let's see. Let's flex it a little bit. Nelson or Gus Edwards in PPR?
Nelson.
I think Nelson is probably safer.
Yeah, Nelson for sure.
Nelson or Marlon Mack?
Mack.
Mack attack.
Mack.
Nelson or Tariq Cohen?
Cohen.
Yeah, Cohen.
All right, anything else from this game? Doug Martin, no?
No.
All righty. All right. Green Bay at the Jets. We're going to get to Green Bay at the Jets after this quick break. You hear about some of our other podcasts. The perfect combination of versatile athleisure and training apparel has arrived. Thanks to the visionary minds of New Balance, Clutch Athletics, and Rich Paul, the designs reflect the heart of the athlete and the spirit of the community. With rising defensive football stars Will Anderson and Chase Young on the roster, Clutch Athletics brings the best innovative gear to all athletes, giving them style and performance on and off the field. Learn more and purchase Clutch Athletics at newbalance.com.
Packers and Jets. Which running back do you like better in this game?
I started the week liking Williams better. I've changed my mind. I think McGuire's in better position to have a great game.
I like Williams better.
I like McGuire better. I said it all week long.
Okay. Dave, what made you change your mind and go to Eli McGuire?
Kenny Clark being hurt definitely is a huge factor. That guy's awesome against the run. He's not there. I just think the Jets are playing good ball right now, and McGuire isn't a great talent, but he's getting 20 touches a game, and he's getting goal line work, and the Packers defense is just terrible. They're on the road for the second week in a row. I think McGuire has more upside.
You also are pretty darn high on Sam Darnold. You've got him 13th.
He's been playing great.
Has been playing great or played great last week?
Last two games have been great.
Okay.
Last week was great.
I'll just even add, I don't think last week was that great. So.
Oh, really? I thought he played really well last week.
I'm fine with how he's playing.
I mean, he threw 38 times and had 250 yards.
He's a rookie quarterback against a good defense, though.
Right. It's mediocre. As Adam likes to say, I don't think the Texans' pass defense is that great. They get good pressure. But yeah. he averaged 6.6 yards per attempt.
Some plays, but I mean, that's fair.
I'm not saying he's bad. I just don't think.
Yeah, you know, I mean, he doesn't really have a lot of great weapons. I mean, that's part of it, you know, so that factors in. He's got Robbie Anderson. What else? Yeah, I mean, I'd have trouble trusting my fantasy championship to Sam Darnold. But you've got him ahead of Baker Mayfield. I imagine most.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to keep that. But he's still going to be top 15 for me this week.
Doesn't look like there's a ton of great quarterbacks this week.
There's a lot of question marks.
Yeah, because after that, we're looking at Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, Kirk Cousins, Jameis Winston. Yeah, hopefully you have someone better, like Aaron Rodgers. So you guys are starting Aaron Rodgers this week.
Yep.
And then what are your expectations for Jamal Williams and McGuire? Because I think they're ranked fairly similarly, right? They're good starts.
I think that Williams gets you about 85 yards and a pretty good chance at a score. I think McGuire gets you about 70 yards and a decent chance at a score.
I'd flip that, but I think they're very close.
Would you start them over Sony Michel?
In PPR, I would start McGuire and Williams over Michel.
I would too.
How about in non-PPR?
No, I take Michelle.
In non-PPR, I've got Williams and Michelle back-to-back. I'll still take Williams over Michelle.
How about Tevin Coleman with Ito Smith out? Would you start him over these guys?
All of them.
Okay. Robbie Anderson is a must-start this week, and Davante Adams is a must-start. Any other wide receivers that we're looking at in this game?
No.
Okay. I mean, you look at the Jets the last five games and what they've allowed to wide receivers, it is staggering. They have allowed 70 yards or a touchdown to 8 wide receivers in their last 5 games, and that doesn't include Isaiah McKenzie, who had a rushing touchdown. Which tight end do you like better?
I like Graham better as long as Cobb doesn't play.
I'll take Herndon.
I've got Herndon a spot ahead of Graham in non-PPR, and I believe it's flipped in PPR. Nope, it's not. Never mind. Herndon.
This game stinks.
No, it's going to be a Jets win.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
You think so?
Yeah. You want to bet on it?
Yes.
Because I already got a bet with Jamie. I'm playing against Jamie in one of our fantasy finals.
Ooh.
I've got another game with Heath in another fantasy final. Heath, we have to figure out something to bet.
Okay.
I'll get a bet with you too, man. Let's go. Okay. Give me gangrene.
All right. Well, I had said like I'd try pickles or coffee. Which I've never had.
Never had coffee and you've never had pickles?
No, I've had pickles, but I mean, I'll eat pickles. Oh, God.
Have you ever had a butter pickle?
No.
Is that what they're called? Am I crazy?
Buttered pickle?
What are those? They're like, I think they're Adam not should the sour have, ones.
No, he needs to eat one of those big dill pickles, like the giant ones.
It's disgusting.
Like bread and butter pickles, right? That's a thing.
Give me some guys.
They're the worst of the pickles.
That you're starting Robbie Anderson over. I would start Robbie Anderson over these players who I've been starting most of the year.
Kenny Golladay.
That's a great one. Jarvis Landry. Not that you've been starting Jarvis all year, but.
How about David Johnson?
I'm not there yet. I wouldn't do that.
Okay.
I would not either. David Johnson might catch more.
Corey Davis. I'm starting over Corey Davis.
How about Mark Ingram?
Here, I'll get a little wild.
Yes.
Mike Evans.
That is wild.
That's interesting. All right, Giants at the Colts. Stat of the game? I don't really have a specific stat of the game, but the Giants don't look like an easy matchup. But who are you sitting? I mean, honestly. That's what I put in the notes. Like, Like they've done really well against some great quarterbacks. They've allowed three touchdowns to tight ends all year. They've kept DeAndre Hopkins, Michael Thomas, and Julio Jones out of the end zone. They held Michael Thomas like 47 yards. Are you really going to sit T.Y. Hilton? I don't know if this is a good or bad matchup for the Colts. Are you guys, you know, all systems go in the Colts passing game? Then we'll get to Marlon Mack in a second, but what do you think?
Start him.
Yep.
And Marlon Mack.
Yep.
Start him.
Yeah, Mack to me is, I don't know, maybe the guy I'm most excited about. You know, it's fun. I have in three finals. I have him in every league, which is like he's That's the one awesome. Guy I can cheer for.
You would be in a fourth final if you had him in the IDP league. But you didn't.
No, you know what, Heath, since you're bragging, if you gave Aaron Jones the fantasy points that Jamal Williams scored, I would be in four finals and you'd be out. So you got lucky.
If Aaron Jones had been there, they would have split carries because Green Bay makes stupid decisions with their running backs.
Yeah. Don't take this away from me. This fake win. Okay, so Andrew Luck is what? Is he top five?
Yep.
Okay. I'm not going to get to. Dave's got him seventh, but Jamie's got him third, Heath second. You're starting Luck?
Yeah. I think Mack could take away some numbers from Luck this week.
Yeah, let's talk about Marlon Mack. Like, there's some great waiver wire running backs that we picked up. Samuels, the Jets and Packers, the Chiefs situation. Like, are you starting Mack over all of these guys?
Yep.
I would start Samuels over Mack. I would start Damian Williams and PPR over Mack if wears out.
Yeah, come on, Marlon Mack. Just destroy the Giants like everyone else does. And when he's had good matchups, he's been really good. Assuming Beckham is out, where's Evan Ingram in your tight end ranks?
Top six.
Yeah.
Yep.
Would you start him over Jared Cook?
No.
No.
I would.
Gronkowski?
No.
No.
I would not.
Ingram has had 75 or more yards, 75 and 77 yards, two straight games, and the Colts are not good against tight ends. I don't know what his FanDuel price is, but last week it was very affordable, and he was a good value.
I'll look it up for you.
Okay. And then any hesitation at all with Saquon Barkley?
Nope.
I like Chris Carson better than.
Wow. Wow. That's interesting. I mean, Chris Carson doesn't really catch passes. Yeah, look, I get it.
He had six last week.
Yeah, but he doesn't really catch passes. The Colts are very good against the run. They just did a great job against Ezekiel Elliott, although Zeke had seven catches for 41 yards. But
yeah, I mean, Barkley's got his numbers.
Yeah.
It may not be a monster game for him, but he has numbers.
It's an easy game.
It'll be good. You're starting him.
If Beckham practices.
Evan Ingram's at 5,700.
I'm going to go out on a limb. If Beckham doesn't play, Sterling Shepard's been awful catching the ball the last couple of weeks, or at least Eli's been awful throwing it to him. But if Beckham doesn't play, Sterling Shepard, and if you start three receivers, Shepard should be one of them.
Does it kill you that going into last week's game, I haven't seen the updated stats, but going into last week's game, Eli Manning had a career-high completion percentage and passer rating? Does that just kill you and the narrative that you've been throwing down?
No.
Oh, it should.
It doesn't bother me at all. He's had 15 targets in the last 2 weeks. He's caught four of them over his career. He's caught about 60% of his targets. I would expect he's going to get 8-9 targets in this game. That should be five or six catches.
Okay. Man, I just wonder how good this Colts defense is because, like, you don't think of it as a great defense, but they've been really good. The last eight games, three wide receivers have more than 50 yards against them. A lot of it's been the competition they face, but Cooper and Hopkins, they just did very well against. All right, and the Colts DST is 7th for Jamie, 15th for Dave, and 13th for Heath. They have a great matchup. They're very inconsistent. You can stream them if you want. Jacksonville at Miami, stat of the game. Season 1 of the TV show Magic City was one of the best seasons of any TV show I've ever seen. I recommend it. Are you starting anyone in this game?
Dolphins DST.
Other than the DSTs.
No.
Fournette's just too risky?
Too risky. It's a great matchup, but we have no idea how much he'll play, how healthy he is. Here's what we do know. His offensive line is brutal, and the offense around him is brutal, and it's hard to envision him. It would be easy to envision him being good if he was a lock for 20 touches. I don't think that's the case.
Yeah, and which DST do you like better, Dolphins or Jags?
Dolphins.
Evan Ingram,
yeah, Dolphins.
Evan Ingram, 5,700 on FanDuel. That makes him the sixth most expensive tight end. How is Trey Burton more expensive than Evan Ingram?
Don't know, but take advantage of
it. Well, they have to probably factor in Beckham playing.
Okay. Okay, that's it for the show.
Two things.
Oh, wait. You guys actually have D.D. Westbrook ranked as a flex. Discuss.
Yeah, we probably shouldn't.
I don't think I do.
I do.
Dave and Heath do.
We lost a member of the fantasy community yesterday.
Oh, no.
I think it was yesterday, 2 days ago. Laura Michaels.
You're kidding me.
I never met him, didn't know him. But reading the tributes about him sounded like he was an awesome guy. And obviously, I'm sure a lot of people that listen to our show play fantasy baseball.
Yeah, man.
Our condolences to his family. And got to go bye.
Oh, that is so sad. Okay. Well, on that note, we will talk to you on Friday. Thanks for listening, everybody.
We will announce the good luck player of the year on Friday.
Oh, all right. Very exciting. Dave, no outro music today. Just that was some sad news. Have a good day, everybody. We'll talk to you on Friday.